Good morning, Scott. A new series of state laws takes effect tomorrow. One law bans texting while driving. Another law makes it illegal to possess synthetic marijuana, also known as K2. And Indiana residents will become ineligible to claim unemployment benefits if they fail or refuse a drug test given by an employer before they're hired. Two crashes involving semi-trailers badly snarling traffic approaching Indianapolis and I-65 about 20 miles northwest of the city. A southbound semi's cab caught fire after it ran into the back of another this morning. That crash occurred in an area where vehicles had slowed down because another semi-trailer had flipped onto its side about a mile ahead. It's an ozone action day. State environmental officials are urging central Indiana residents to carpool and take other steps to combat high ozone levels moving into the state today. The Indiana Department of Environmental Management says high ozone readings are likely across central and southern Indiana. People sensitive to poor air quality may be affected when the ozone levels are high. And Governor Mitch Daniels stopped in northeast Indiana Wednesday for a birthday party of sorts. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Sean Beter was there and has this report.
You don't often hear politicians leading their speeches with discussions on infrastructure. It's not considered one of the sexier topics in politics. But standing on the U.S. 24 overpass near the Ohio state line, you wouldn't have known it. Governor Daniels was there today to celebrate the fifth birthday of his major moves project aimed at improving roads and bridges across the state. 5 years on, Daniels says major moves has made Indiana an infrastructure leader, making it more attractive to manufacturing and logistics businesses looking to relocate.
It's a priority, I think, for any state, but if jobs are your number one concern, first-class infrastructure matters a lot. It really matters how quickly raw materials can come in and out, product can move out. We're also a logistics capital, or can be, and that was important. But, it's just one of the most important things government can do to foster a stronger economy.
Daniel says major moves projects are responsible for more than 200 new miles of highway, and they expect 400 miles more before the end of 2015. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sean Beter.
U.S. Senator Dick Lugar is taking to Facebook to outline his national energy plan via streaming video. He plans to outline the proposal this morning at 11 on Facebook. Efforts to pass sweeping energy legislation through Congress have stalled in recent years, stumbling over regional political divides and bipartisan battles over the issue of global warming. More recently, efforts to end annual corn ethanol subsidies, backed in part by many conservative lawmakers, were blocked by a coalition of farm state lawmakers, including both Lugar and U.S. Senator Dan Coats. And a central Indiana pastor and his wife were celebrating a thief's decision to return a guitar that belonged to their late son. The Reverend Stephen Schmidt and his wife Wendy found their son's bass guitar yesterday in an alley next to Triumph Church in Greenwood. The instrument was stolen last month. And a longtime Indiana auto plant is set to close. Wayne Pratt has more inside Indiana business.
This is the last day of operation for the General Motors stamping plant in Indianapolis. The automaker had a deal to sell the operation to an Illinois company, but that failed to gain the approval of the rank and file. This final day comes less than a week after an Urban Land Institute panel, led by former Indianapolis Mayor Bill Hudnut, announced recommendations to convert the site into a mixed-use urban village. A change in unemployment insurance begins tomorrow. More on that from inside Indiana business reporter Andy Ober.
The Indiana Department of Workforce Development is reminding Hoosiers receiving unemployment insurance that changes to eligibility requirements begin Friday. As part of the changes, some people will no longer be able to collect benefits. They include people who work on call but receive pay or refuse work, people who are employed but there's no set work available from their employer, and those affected by a planned short-term shutdown. The new rules are part of laws passed by the General Assembly in hopes of making the state's unemployment insurance system solvent. Andy Ober, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Governor Mitch Daniels will take part in a panel discussion today at the Clinton Global Initiative Conference in Chicago. He will be joined by other government and business leaders from throughout the country to talk about American success stories. This is Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI.
Today, a business may need to consider a health strategy, too. First Person creates health strategies designed to address both employee benefit costs and employee well-being. More at firstpersonadvisors.com.
Indiana University research in the life sciences is having an important impact on the state's economy. Our faculty members attract research grants that create new high-paying jobs all across the state. Indiana University's investment in life sciences is good business.
A company with humble beginnings in central Indiana is specializing in software and an ATM-style device for libraries. Evanced Solutions has launched a pilot machine in Plainfield and is hoping tight budgets at libraries will not be a constraint on the potential growth of the devices. The company was recently acquired by Wisconsin-based Demco. Evanced co-founder Rob Cullen says that should help with growth plans.
It was really an opportunity to take a well 100-year-old company that's one of the leading companies in our space, and they come in with a lot of resources. We had more ideas than we had capital, that and we didn't really want to take that next step into the kind of venture capital and those kind of things, so we felt like it was a good partner that could help us, not just with money, but with also sales channel and reach into the market.
We have a full interview about Evanced Solutions on our website, insideindianabusiness.com. The city of Indianapolis this morning announcing that it has brought in more than 2,600 new job commitments for the first half of 2011. Develop Indy says the average wage of those jobs is nearly $25 per hour, which is well above the state average. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news on FM 90.1. Until then, updates are available at insideindianabusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for WFYI Public Radio for your information.
WFYI weather, it's a no-zone action day today. Sunshine with a high near 86. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, low 65. Tomorrow and Saturday, mostly sunny and hot, high tomorrow 90. Right now, sunny skies, 71 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Don Hibschweiler.